Well, let's see how Ribby Paltz did with his NFL mock draft coming up here at 6:35. Right now it's 6:16 on a Friday morning with the Musers, and let's get into the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A-Number One Air and Andy's Sprinkler Drainage and Lighting.
Thank you, Miller Man. You know, the real fun is getting a physical. I did that this week. My annual physical that I get done probably once every 3 years. That's how often I get my annual physical. But I had one done, go into the office, and something odd happened this time that I don't remember happening before. Now, for those women who are listening right now, there's a few things that men have to go through in their physicals that women don't. As a woman, you have a few things that happen that we don't experience. Like the Pabst Blue Ribbon smear that they do on you.
That's not the full name.
Is that not it?
Oh. It doesn't have a sponsor.
But guys have to have the Schroeder exam and the rectory exam.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do a rectory exam on a woman, do they?
I don't think so.
There's no reason to do that.
They
don't have the prostrate. As my grandmother always mispronounced it.
Correct.
Yeah, he had prostate problems. It's prostate. But when I got those two portions of my exam done, there was a young nurse in there with my doctor. So no curtain drawn, no privacy, no. She steps out of the room. She just sits there, thankfully on the computer, entering fake data where she doesn't have to look at my impressiveness. But she was there, and I don't remember that happening. And I don't know whether this is new because they just did their sexual harassment training at that doctor's office, and now the protocol is you have to have two people, and there has to be clear line of sight to the scrotum from the second person, from the death chamber witness.
So this is a little weird, but the P1s should probably know that Gordo and I have the same doctor.
Yeah.
So the same.
I feel weird about that too.
The same gentleman has put his finger
inside both of our bodies.
But I also had my physical somewhat recently, which also makes it a little weirder.
I know it.
We need to spread ours out a little bit more.
And you and I both do the same thing as we request the no gloves.
But I also experienced that for the first time, and it dawned on me as being a little weird too.
So it's got to be protocol now.
It has to be. Somebody else has to be in the room.
Wait. That didn't happen with me. That's not protocol.
So when you're doing it, it's just you and the doctor and romantic music and candles.
I've never had that. I've never had the witness
and
either.
And a full meal.
Oh, he buys you dinner first.
Absolutely.
So you don't feel cheap.
That's right.
All right, you, Giorgio?
Yeah, as I just said, I've never had the witness in there.
Mm-mm. It's always a private moment between patient and doctor, isn't it?
Well, it's not really, yes, I guess, but I don't look at it that way, like, hey, this is our special moment together.
Well, it's an intimate thing,
it's very professional,
right?
And yeah.
And then I always reciprocate. My doctor always is fine with me reciprocating and doing that to him as well.
No, you don't.
I think it's a courtesy.
How weird would that be?
It's a courtesy
you
should offer, at least. I thought it was strange, but I have to. You have to act cool with it, right?
Yeah,
that's cool,
man.
That's cool. Yeah,
and you know what? That should give men some insight into how weird things happen to women. And people always afterwards go, "Why'd you go along with it? Why didn't you raise an objection?" Well, here I was in that room, and I didn't raise any objection. I just do that.
What's she doing in here?
Yeah, this must be the way it goes. I don't know. I froze up. I didn't know what to say. I thought, well, maybe it's supposed to be this way. I don't know. And then before I knew it, it was happening. Not to equate what my physical exam with a sexual assault, but you understand the flavor of what I'm trying to get across here, right? So I didn't say anything. It happened. I was pronounced fitter than Hercules.
Were you pronounced?
My blood panel came back and said I was part demigod.
Well, you go to Trump's doctor.
Yes. Boy, would you trust that doctor that Trump used to have with the long, scraggly hair?
No.
Looked like he'd been living out of a van and going potty in a Folgers can.
Were you pronounced FOA, fit on arrival?
Yes, damn straight I was. Now, I did think of you also, Junior, when I had my mole check, because that's, I guess, not part of a regular physical exam. I don't know. So I request it all the time. I say, hey, will you look at my skin and make sure that no moles look odd? Now, compare the one I had to the one you had. Doctor says, yeah, sure, take off your shirt. So I take off my shirt. I barely lower it down because I had a button down, and I wanted to do it slowly and seductively.
Gross.
No, but I just swung it off my back, right? And it's just on my arms, but hanging near the small of my back. Looks at my back. Yeah, all those are fine. I mean, it was 2 seconds.
He's not a dermatologist. What's he know?
Yeah, you need to go to a derm.
GP. He knows what he... Don't call him a derm.
I go to a specific derm 2 to 3 times a year to have all of my freckles.
2 to 3 times a year?
Because they
I get my moles glanced at once a decade.
Well, they've found twice a precancerous freckle or mole. And they've had to remove it and then take even larger margins. And so once she found that, she said, you know, you need to come in every 4 months or 6 months.
It's Marge ends.
And I suggest everybody do this, especially if you're in the sun a lot, because I've told you the horror stories that I've heard before. Somebody that didn't think this mole or freckle was anything, right, and it was a little irregular, and so they finally went to the derm. They removed it. It was cancerous, and that person was dead 8 months later.
Indeed.
And so I'm really weird about that, and I'm extra vigilant. And whenever I go in, I say, remove whatever you want to. I don't care. Take it off.
So then after I did the back moles, which you looked at, and then I turned around and looked at, yeah, that was fine too. And then I said, can we at least do my legs and my ass? I would like everything looked at. Yes. And he said, yeah, fine.
So he knows what he's talking about.
I take down my pants and everything, and he goes, yeah, fine. And it's all those fine. Well, you didn't look at those. Well, I mean, I looked at the top.
You just want him to look at your butt one more time.
I want to see him. I want him to show him how I've been working out.
Here's the deal.
I always go in for a mole check every few weeks. I always oil up and make sure I get a good tan.
You practice flexing before you go to the office?
Yeah. I pump beforehand.
I think he probably knows what he's talking about in terms of the freckles. You're probably fine. But you should also go to a dermatologist, I think. At least once a year.
You're giving me conflicting advice. You just told me that the guy is completely competent and what he told me was right.
Well, so only because I hear concern in your voice that it was too slipshod an exam.
It felt awfully quick. It felt quick. And I asked him, hey, how big's that prostate back there? I got a pretty big one, right? He goes, no, you don't want a big prostate.
I think our doctor's great. I think he knows what he's talking about. He's got a lot of experience. I trust him.
And he's very thorough, actually, when he goes through and explains the blood results to me.
Mm-hmm.
And says, yeah, this hasn't gone full-blown yet. You're still fine in this area.
Full-blown.
Drugs seem to be working.
You are still on the magic drugs, aren't you?
That's right. That's right. You'll quit the Lakers soon, I can tell.
Hmm?
What?
Who?
Anyway, and the Schroeder exam. Do you give yourself the self-Schroeder exam in the shower?
I do occasionally, yeah.
I don't do that enough.
I bet you do.
I don't monkey with my balls in the shower like you do, Craig. So
Larry Bird didn't do as much ball handling in one night as you do in an hour.
Stolen that line. Stolen. You stole it from a movie. So the P1s need to rest assured that your yuck monkey in the AM is fitter than a fiddle. I am unbelievably healthy, as you can tell by the sound of my voice.
Yeah, sounds great.
It is incredible that your blood work always comes back so well, because your diet is the diet of a 5-year-old.
Okay.
It's nothing but pizza and Coke.
Whipped cream. Yeah, did you test positive for whipped cream?
He said that, if some numbers get up a little bit higher, they may look a little pre-diabetic to him. But you don't need to worry about that part. The part you need to worry about is that my glance check on my moles came back negative. So that was good.
I'm always happy to hear that you guys get clean bills of health.
Right. How long ago did you go to our doctor?
It's probably 5 months ago.
Okay. I just like a little buffer between the time when he's been inside you and when he's been inside me.
We're talking about prostate exams, if you're just joining us.
Yeah. Hey, at least it's better than the prostate exam I had when I was in my early 20s before that was a really a case when I didn't know any better. I didn't know that wasn't supposed to be a part of a regular physical when you're 20 years old. And the doctor I went to then smelled of alcohol. And he's doing a prostate exam when I'm bent over the table doing a prostate exam. And then I noticed that as he's feeling around in there, I look back and both his hands are on the table right beside me. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing that with?
Bend over and relax.
That's one of my favorite Gordo stories ever. When you got a prostate exam at age 20 from a drunk doctor.
I was like, how long is the prostate exam going to last back there? And he's like, hold on, I'm almost finished.
What? And you went in for like a cold, didn't you? When
yes. Yeah. I went in because I had bronchitis. And he goes, oh, clearly you need a prostate exam. Take your pants down. And boy, he insisted on nobody else being in there for that one.
Man.
My nurse tried to get in there and he's pushing the door closed on her. I'm in here. I'm in here.
Your physical stories are the best. What about the time that you went in and you had some kind of an issue and you said, yeah, I'm not feeling good. It's been a couple weeks now. And the doctor said, well, just look at you.
Yeah, I said, I'm feeling run down lately and I don't know what's going on. And he said, well, good God, man, just look at you. As he's kind of motioning towards my belly. That was all. That's our current doctor that we have now.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah. And then there was the other time when our current doctor, it was the first time I was going to get a prostate exam from him when I'd kind of hit that age when you're supposed to. And I was so nervous about it, but wanted to appear that I wasn't nervous about it and appear that I was cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
That we had the pre-chat before the physical started. And then he says, well, okay. Well, let's get started. And he turns around towards the little sink they have in there. And I go, okay, let's get started. So I pull my pants down, and I'm on the table and everything. And he turns back around and looks at me with my pants down, and he's holding a tongue depressor. And he goes, oh, okay, I guess we'll do that now. I was so one-track mind on it, I didn't think. Maybe that comes a little bit later.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, let's get started. He turns back around and I'm nude.
Please, can we get Gordo physical stories every day?
No, it's my shame.
All right, that's the ODEC. 629 on the ticket. Coming up next, let's find out how Ribby Paltz did in his NFL mock draft.